The government of Cameroon says it's standing for law and order and for properly regulated medicine. That's why the government is cracking down on illegal medical clinics. The problem is the illegal clinics have been addressing very real problems. The Central African country has high rates of HIV, malaria, and tuberculosis, not to mention one of the highest infant mortality rates in the world, and the legal medical system isn't keeping up. Andres Caballero reports from Cameroon's largest city, Douala.
Near a dirt road in Douala's Omnisport neighborhood, a decaying wall displays the faded name of an illegal clinic targeted by the government for closure. Entering the Family Health Medical Center feels like going into a house. To the left, there's a room outfitted with an old mattress on a wooden frame, and right above it, a mosquito net. A pregnant woman in distress gave birth to a premature baby there earlier today. Sylvester Mebam runs the clinic. He says he often receives patients from nearby government hospitals when they run out of money for treatment there. But he also sends them to government facilities when the situation is beyond his ability, including the woman and her premature baby. The baby died at the state hospital hours after birth. Kwanye Elian came in with a fever. She's in her mid-20s and has malaria. She says she comes here instead of going to a state clinic because the doctor is understanding and treatment affordable. They put patients before money and take good care of them. But the government sees the clinics as a threat to public health and has kicked off a campaign to shut them down.
Most of these clinics do not have the qualified personnel.
Dr. Henry Luma is the medical director of the Douala General Hospital, one of the best-equipped facilities in the country.
And there is no way that they have a system to control the quality of the care they are providing. There is every right why those clinics should be closed.
According to government figures, 60% of all deaths at Douala health facilities happen in private clinics, mostly operating illegally. However, many government facilities are overcrowded, understaffed, and underfunded. La Quintanie is one of the busiest general public hospitals in Douala. The humidity fills the long hallway where nearly 100 patients, many of them mothers with children, line up along the discolored walls and wait to be seen. Fabo Abel is here because of heart problems. He's been waiting for 5 hours. He says there are too many patients for very few doctors, but that people come here because it's better equipped. And the doctor-to-patient ratio is even wider in rural areas. Dr. Gottlieb Lobe Monekoso is the former Cameroonian Minister of Public Health. He was also the Africa Region Director for the World Health Organization. He says there's a need to employ more qualified doctors.
We have many African countries where the better doctors and nurses are migrating to the United States, to Europe and elsewhere.
According to Cameroon's Ministry of Public Health, the average government-recruited physician earns about $450 a year.
If you want the professionals to care for people, somebody must care also for the professionals.
According to the Ministry of Public Health's regional office, the clinics that meet staff, equipment, and hygiene standards will be asked to legally register. The ones that do not will be closed. For NPR News, I'm Andres Caballero.